Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
It's a largely positive email.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, it is rare an email comes in with a compliment to anybody at Crow Park. I think I would echo that.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
With Optimum Nutrition, proud sponsor of the Gaelic Players Association.
Okay, we want to get to something a little bit different. Delighted to have in studio two members of the French GAA team. We have Lillian Irigoyen in studio, and we also have Gauthier Frique. Welcome. Thanks. You for coming in.
Thanks for the invitation.
Absolutely. I was going to say bienvenue. I was going to try my French there.
I'll leave it to you, Jay.
I was going to try, but I didn't bother. Lillian, tell us a little bit about this. Explain to us why you're in Dublin.
So we have developed French GAA for the past maybe 2 decades, I'd say. But we don't have the infrastructure that you have in Ireland, so we have never been able to actually play 15-a-side, let's say. And so we've been trying to organize an Irish trip to play against Irish teams and to play 15-a-side, because we have to play 11 or 9-a-side in France on rugby or football pitches. And it's been something that we've been trying to do for a long time now, and to showcase in Ireland that the Frenchies can play. and so we've just, thanks to the coaching team, we've been able to assemble that and to play against three teams in Dublin. So it's been we've been lucky to win yesterday, and we have two more games to play, and we're really looking forward to this.
Amazing. So you played Portobello GA Club last night.
Yeah.
What was the score in the end, Lillian?
110 to 0-2.
All right.
To you?
Very one-sided. Yeah.
Wow.
11-point win.
Yeah. Incredible. Not too bad.
Yeah, you'll
take
that.
Yeah. Not too bad, yeah.
Yeah. And how did you find playing in the 15-a-side then?
So Gauthier and me, both of us have played in Ireland. So we've played some games, a bit of 15-a-side. Some of the lads in the team, it was pretty much their first game.
Right.
So we have to get used to the space, shooting as well, because it feels like it's way... we try to shoot from way further than we should.
So lots of
wide and short kicks. And just try to realize that maybe when you're a fullback, you won't be able to run to the goal, which sometimes some of the lads can do in France.
Yes.
So that's what we have to get used to here.
And really quickly.
Yeah.
If possible.
You're living in Mayo, Gauthier.
Yeah, right. And it's been 9 months now. I work in a pub and in a sheep farm, so it's pretty nice.
That's a proper Irish experience. Yeah. I just get that mic a bit closer to you. A pub and a sheep farm.
Yeah, I wanted to since I'm a kid. So it's really really good, amazing. Yeah. And the place where I live, it's beautiful, like Clou Bay and everything there is pretty nice. And I'm lucky I can play with Perisul, and that's again the club in Newport. So lads are wonderful. So it's really nice.
What position do you both play?
I play half forward.
Okay.
So midfield with French. Yeah.
Plenty of running for both of you, probably.
Yeah.
I'd imagine. Thierry Henry strikes me as someone who'd be good at he's been handling the ball since 2009.
We always get that one, yeah.
I'm not the first to say that.
Maybe we should ring him up and see if he wants to come to the next one.
That would be good, yeah.
Aisling, you can set this one up, but Aisling's already been over with you guys.
At the time of the World Cup, the Rugby World Cup in 2003, last year, I went to a Paris Gales training session.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I went out to, I can't remember the name of the area where it was on.
It's actually my club.
Yeah. And it was a track. It was basically a track went around it.
It's in Vincennes.
Yes.
The Bois de Vincennes.
This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. A bit lost in the woods.
And it was amazing. I got to go and join in and I trained with the team. And I did some interviews on the side of the pitch as well. And there was one unfortunate moment that I encountered.
Yeah, you'll see it on the screen here.
Still, I wouldn't quite sound fluent yet in French, but having a good time.
Oh, good stuff. So we're here at Paris Gales. There's a lot of different countries are represented or out playing at the minute. It's great to see. How did you get involved?
I play Australian football over here. You can pretty much do any sport I found in France. And I just wanted another sport that was
Paris Gales. And the ball comes towards
actually.
Carnage.
No, that's
that
really
is such a fear as a reporter.
I hope I got that.
I didn't have it.
You're all good.
But it was one of the great moments. I could say you were fairly shook.
Oh no, it was more the tripod that got the shoulder than me. But it was a pretty cool video to have. But being in Paris Gay, I was like, I could see what it meant to all of the people to be involved, and a lot of them not Irish, you know, mm-hmm. or didn't have any Irish connections at all. Yeah. And is that the case across the team? I think it's all French people that are playing on the French team.
Yeah,
only native people. Yeah, only native French. Wow. That's our strength, I think. Like, we don't have any Irish connection. Only Steven, but he's injured, and yeah. I think we just discovered the game, and we were like super excited to play that, you know, and to create clubs and things. So yeah.
So Stephen Hegarty, obviously, is the secretary for France GAA. Like, was it someone like Stephen who approached you guys, or how did you hear about Gaelic football in the first place? How did you know it existed?
For myself, I used to play rugby when I was younger, and I pretty much out of the blue, when I started studying, I moved to Lyon. And there I figured I didn't have time for rugby, and I just looked for something else to just do some sports, and came across Gaelic football, and since then pretty much fell in love and never stopped. And it's been 10 years now that I'm in Paris, and since then I've been playing consistently. So that's my story. I don't know for Gauthier.
Yeah, just it's been like 4 years I play Gaelic, and before that I went to Ireland for my 20th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, we just visited Croke Park, and we saw that there was a game, Mayo Kerry in the semi-final. Mm-hmm. And we just came to the game, and it was like amazing. Like,
the atmosphere.
Yeah, the atmosphere, like 80,000 people, like just screaming and pushing for their county, like, and we didn't like get the thing, like, you know, like it was very strange to like watch people playing with their hands, their feet, and like, yeah.
And it's crazy when you don't know sports, you've never heard of it, and you go some place and there's like 80,000 people in the stadium shouting and cheering for the team. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy. We probably take it for granted in some ways.
Yeah, just used to it. Yeah. And like for Paris Gaels as well, I felt like when I was there, it brought a lot of nationalities together. You know, there was people from all over the world that were playing, and this is maybe their first time ever playing the sport, but they'd been at it for months at that point, or years, some of them.
Yeah, Paris is actually, it was founded by Irish expats, but we have loads of nationalities coming in and playing. We have some guys, obviously some French lads, but also English lads, Australian. Mm. We have some Scots as well. And some guys from Argentina. So it's Paris, actually, and mixed in this Irish sport, so that's really nice. But we also have, like in France, the maybe craziest thing in other cities is that it's founded by French people, and it's like 100% French clubs, which makes it even more like crazy when you think about it. Like some guy came from a trip in Ireland and decided to found a club in his city and from scratch, and took over. It blew up, and
It's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite? What's your favorite part or aspect of Gaelic football? Is it the physicality? Is it the running? Is it the skill? What do you like most about it?
You can do everything. I used to play rugby as well, and like I never play a game again, like a game like this. Like, just so exciting. Like, I like running, so obviously,
that's why you're midfield.
That the game, that the best game for that, and just, I don't know, you can do everything, and it's physical, and I don't know, you have to be really skilled, you know, to use your feet, your hands, and I don't know.
It's true, there's a sense of freedom once you've managed to be able to pick up a ball, to solo it, and then you can do pretty much anything. There's no real offside like you can have in football or in rugby. So once you've just managed those skills, you can do anything. And for myself, I was playing 10. I couldn't defend because I couldn't tackle because I was too bad at it. I feel like Gaelic football was actually, it was like my skills fitted Gaelic football better.
Right.
I really enjoy the scoring as well. The fact that you can you score from close or from further away. Just building plays and stuff like that. That's really enjoyable.
Is it your hope that the facilities in France will get better and better? I think is it the only 15-a-side pitches is in Rennes?
There's one in Rennes. There's one in Maastricht in the Netherlands. And actually in Paris we're working on having a 15-a-side pitch as well. So of course for the aim for us is to come closer close as possible to what's the proper sport is here. Mm. So if we can manage to have the sports and the French Federation affiliated, to the recognized by the government as a
real French sport,
it could help to actually try to move on to get maybe a few more 15-a-side pitches as well and get everyone the chance to play 15-a-side, which is actually there's loads of difference from the 11 or 9 aside that we play to the 15 aside. So we've all grew we love this sport because we've watched games here as well, and so that's what we want to play as much as possible.
And do you have a championship in France?
Yeah, we have actually two separate divisions. So there's a Brittany divisions because they have loads of teams there. I'd say Celtic connections.
Okay, yeah.
And then federal division, which is the rest of France. So that's pretty much 15 teams in each division, I'd say. And we play tournaments and play each other. So
amazing.
I play in Paris, Gauthier.
I used to play in Niort, so near La Rochelle.
We know La Rochelle.
Yeah. But yeah, and then it's completely different. We have a tournaments per month. So it's really intense. You can play four or five games in a day. So yeah, it's really different. Playing every week or two games.
It's like a blitz across the day, one day.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it the hope that you'll play in the All-Ireland Junior Championship like we saw even last weekend? Was it before the second game, Donegal, Galway?
Yeah.
Final
New York, London.
New York.
Is that the hope that maybe...
Yeah.
That's the target over time. We have a bit of work to do, but that's what we're aiming for as well, yeah.
Brilliant. We don't know when, but one day we will be there, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And having been in to see Croke Park, I'm sure it's the aim is to get there one day.
Yeah. We have players, the World Games. And last year it was in Derry. And I think 8 years ago? No,
well, actually, I was lucky enough to play in Croke Park.
You've played there already?
Oh, wow.
The first World Games we took part in, we played in the final against New York, actually. Yeah. And we lost in Croke Park, but we played there, and since then every Irish person I've been coming across and telling that told me I've been playing for 20 years and I've never
been there.
I'll never be able to kick a pass and I can say a few of us in the team, it was 8 years ago, so not many of us, but some of us in the team traveling this weekend were lucky enough to play there. It was really amazing. It was empty pretty much, but it was amazing.
Doesn't matter.
It was crazy. Absolutely crazy. We had to warm up they have warm up rooms that you can visit actually when you do the tour.
Yes,
it's actually really small and really stressful, and I just remember just wanting to run out and have a breath of fresh air before playing, and it was absolutely amazing.
Unbelievable. So what's the plan of for the next couple of days? You're training with the Dublin women's senior team today, I think?
We have
a couple of matches over the next couple of days.
Yeah, we will play Nafina tonight.
Okay, Nafina, sorry.
We will visit the infrastructure of Nafina, I think. And to see how they do the job, preparing themselves to the game. Physically, So yeah, we'll see. Yeah, and then we will have a game tomorrow.
Brilliant.
So yeah, sorry for the name because I can't pronounce the name. So of the club.
You're all
no
good.
Offense.
yeah. In fairness. Well, I'm already sweating having to pronounce your names again here to say goodbye. So I can totally understand. Guys, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks. Yeah, you.
Pleasure and best of luck with everything. It's been amazing chatting to you both, and hopefully French GA goes from strength to strength over the next few years. Mm. Lilian Irigoyen and Gauthier Frick.
Perfect.
Yeah. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Thanks a million.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks for coming in, guys.